What has been your recent customer service fail or experience? I wouldn't even say that it has to be a fail. Maybe you've had a great success with customer service recently. I have not. I have been finding myself dealing with the worst situations ever. And the thing that really baffles me about customer service right now, like, it's not like it was great, like we were handing out awards for it before the pandemic, but now it feels like some places have just given up. And there's no answer that comes after that. I'll give you an example. So I'm going to a friend's party on Saturday, and it's an anniversary party. And in that, we wanted to have a message. It's like a backlit message. They call it a monogram, you know, like they project it on the wall or whatever. Obviously, it's for their anniversary, and it's for the date of the party. So this thing only works if it's there for that date. If it arrives a minute after that date, after that party, it's really a useless item. I ordered the item last Friday. It's a company on the other side of the country. I have called three times at this point. I have emailed twice, and I have not received a response in any way. Every time I've had to leave a message, it's been absolutely terrible. Nobody has gotten back to me whatsoever. Now, here's the thing. I sent the messages proactively because I knew it was only a week turnaround that I really had to work with here. And because in the past, they've been somewhat slow before. But again, no response whatsoever going on here. I had a stove delivered to my basement. They had to deliver it three times because the first one they delivered and installed did not work when I finally turned it on. They did not turn it on, even though I had the installation. They came back with another one the second time, and it had a dent in the side of it that was the size of, like, it was massive. It was even the guy wouldn't take it off the truck. He was like, oh, no, you're not going to take this one. Then I called, and they didn't have any in stock because, of course, there's a shortage, which is maybe what I'm dealing with the same anniversary light situation that I'm dealing with, too. And then when the stove finally came the third time, okay, that was good. I have an ice machine part I've been waiting for my other refrigerator for 3 months. Things are out of control. We put it on our Facebook and asked people, what is their latest customer service experience? Sue wrote, guy not wanting to wait for dressing room, ran around opening all of the curtains. Also, teenagers trying on gypsy costumes half naked in the store. Where do you work, Sue? Brittany says she went to Popeyes on a Friday night downtown in her area, 8:30 at night. After going back and forth about what they did and didn't have, the manager came over the speaker finally after a 5-minute delay and said, you know what? We just don't have any chicken. We're just going to close. Sorry. 1-800-330-9999. What is that crazy customer service experience that you have had recently? What's been your recent customer service experience? Let's face it, customer service, not winning many awards before the pandemic, but over the last few months, like, I mean, I just feel like it's terrible. I have called a company that's located in California three times this week and emailed them twice and not gotten a single response in regards to an item that I need delivered and paid $70 for shipping to arrive in time for Saturday morning. Like, I'm in a full panic at this point. But that's just, you know, that's customer service nowadays, right? 1-800-330-9999, or of course you can always reach us on social, Anna and Raven. Bryn writes, an older man wouldn't put his mask on at the store. I told him I was unable to help him without it as it was store policy. So he put one on, then he pulled it down and mouthed an expletive at me. That's great. Hey, Anna and Raven, what's your recent customer service experience?
Just want to say I love listening to folks every morning.
Oh, thank you so much.
We went to Applebee's for dinner, they set us down, and then 5 minutes later came back and told us we had to get up.
What happened?
They gave us the seat before they had somebody else that was waiting.
Wait a minute. There's no way you can reserve seats at Applebee's. That doesn't make any sense at all.
They must have been at the bar, and they were waiting for their seat, and they forgot about it. That's a double.
That's terrible. Thank you for the call. And Ann Raven, what was your recent customer service experience?
Well, I ordered some sheets from this place all the way in Hong Kong. They showed a picture of the sheets, so I ordered the sheets. When I got the sheets, it was like 4 weeks later, and the sheets did not look anything like the picture.
Yeah.
Yeah. I returned the sheets, and they never gave me my money back.
Oh, man. Yeah, I never...
Ridiculous. And when I finally did get in touch with someone, she emailed me. But then when I returned the sheet, she never emailed me back. And I never still haven't gotten my money, and it's been over a year.
You can share your customer service victories or horror stories now at Anna and Raven on Facebook or social.
The Anna and Raven Show.